Making a relationship work with a non-vegetarian. We're all people here. No matter whether we're meat eaters or strictly vegetarians, at the end of the day, we want a relationship with someone that will make us happy. But sometimes things can become tricky depending on whether your stances on meat consumption differ. Can you be a vegetarian and live with someone who isn't? Here are some things to consider. First, are you just now starting a relationship, or have you been with this person for a long time? Secondly, are you just now becoming a vegetarian, or have you always been a vegetarian? Your answers to these two questions go a long way in explaining a few things. If you've been with someone for a long time and they've always eaten meat while you haven't, chances are you've found some way to coexist. We'll get to that in a bit. If, however, you've been with someone for a long time and just now made the switch, things may be significantly more complicated, partly due to your change not just affecting you, but also your partner. If they don't support your decision, prepare for a rough ride. One of the biggest things to understand in a mixed food relationship is that you can't decide what your partner will believe, no matter how close the two of you have gotten. This makes it critical to have a discussion early on to determine what each of you believes regarding the consumption of meat or animal products and animal rights in general. Changing that belief isn't something you can instantly do, so if that's going to be a problem going into a relationship, don't bother. If the change is one that's happened later and it bothers you, you're probably going to have to decide which is more important to you, your beliefs or your partner. Still, if you can live with someone who differs from you diet-wise, then it doesn't take much to balance things out for the both of you. When making vegetarian-only dishes at home, have some meat in the freezer just in case your partner would prefer to supplement the meal. When going out to eat, let them pick the restaurant half the time so they can go someplace they still enjoy. Striking this balance of beliefs is crucial for the relationship to continue. Go into this delicate situation realizing that you aren't dealing with just anyone here. You're dealing with the person you love or intend to love. If their beliefs keep you from doing that, you're in for a world of hurt. But if you have mutual respect and care for each other equally, things can and will work out.